Good afternoon. It's my pleasure to welcome you to this exciting program of Mozart's concert arias for his Prima Donnas. When Sharon asked me to say a few words about each of the divas, the first thing I thought was, what must it have been like to have an aria written for you by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart? And these were simply not arias that were just dedicated to the singers. They were written especially for them. And Mozart really knew each of these women's voices, and in some cases, probably would have liked to have known much more than just their voices. And in other cases, probably did know more of them than just their voices. But in any case, Mozart's writing played to the strengths of these divas, both as singers and as actors. The aria we just heard, Am grande nobil core, was written for Louise Villeneuve, who was a visiting diva from Venice. She was only in Vienna for 2 years, between 1789 and 1791. Mozart heard her singing there and then wrote the aria we just heard to be inserted in someone else's opera. It was heard in Cimarosa's I Due Barone. Louise was known for her charming appearance, her sensitive and expressive acting, and her artful, beautiful singing. Mozart wrote 3 concert arias for her, as well as the role of Dorabella in Così fan tutte, which premiered in Vienna in 1790. Now, if you think of the role of Dorabella, and you think especially of her Act I aria, Smani Implacabili, you think of a singer who can easily negotiate the sort of mock heroic nature of that music, but also really ham up the acting, and sort of Dorabella gets herself worked up to hysterics in that aria. So it really must have been Villeneuve's artistry as both a singer and an actress that made the role of Dorabella. Now, the next aria we're going to hear is called Basta Vincesti, and it was written for Dorothea Wendling. Now, Dorothea was the reigning prima donna of the court at Mannheim for 20 years, where she sang 30 roles. Random fact, in 1759, her salary was 1,200 florins. 20 years later, in 1778, it was 1,500 florins. Clearly, she needs a new manager. Now, she was known as one of the most expressive singers of the day. Mozart really admired her voice and wrote the concert aria we're going to hear in 1778. Now, this visit to Mannheim in 1778 was very important for Mozart because it was during this visit that he met the Weber women, all of whom play a very important role in his life. Later on, we're going to talk about Aloysia Weber, who was very important in his life, but that's a little later on. Now, in Mannheim, Mozart wrote this aria for Dorothea Wendling. He also wrote the role of Ilia, in Idomeneo for her, which premiered in Munich in 1781. After retiring from the stage, Dorothea continued to sing in concerts and taught singing. She doesn't sound very exciting, but it's okay, don't worry. Things heat up later on.